And just like that, the Big 12 regular season is in the books. My goodness, I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thanks for joining us. And first things first, congratulations to the Houston Cougars for winning the Big 12 regular season title after a dominant performance against Kansas on Saturday. First year in the Big 12, and the Houston Cougars are Big 12 champs. Richard's fired up on YouTube. Congratulations, Richard, and to all Cougars fans joining us here to start the show. Thanks for being here. If you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button right below the video as we talk about the end of the regular season in the Big 12 Conference. So Houston gets a dominant win over Kansas by 30 points to finish off a 15-3 Big 12 season, a two-game lead over the Iowa State Cyclones, who lost to Kansas State on Saturday. And the Big 12 tournament is set as well, which begins on Tuesday night in Kansas City. So first things first, let's talk about that Houston-Kansas game. And really, the game is much more about Kansas. And don't take that as an insult, Houston. It's not intended to be. You guys are in a great place. You're going to be a one seed no matter what happens in Kansas City. Doesn't matter. Houston's going to be a one seed. They should be a one seed. Even if they lose in the quarterfinals, Houston should be a one seed. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So that's what I think we're looking at when it comes to Selection Sunday in a week. That being said, Kansas is a team that is fading and fading very fast. And now they've got injuries to, I would say, their two best players in Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough, and we don't know when or if they're coming back this season. So Hunter Dickinson suffered a dislocated shoulder in the second half on Saturday, and Kevin McCullough didn't play in the second half as he continues to deal with that knee bruise. So both of these guys are questionable, as Bill Self called them, going into the Big 12 tournament. If I'm Bill Self, I wouldn't play these guys in the Big 12 tournament if I think there's a chance that these guys will play come the NCAA tournament. Because here's how it breaks down for Kansas. Kansas has the sixth seed. They are going to play Cincinnati or West Virginia in their first game. Then they would, if they win, take on Baylor. If they lose the Baylor game, I don't think much changes for Kansas. They're probably still a four seed. They dropped from a 3 to a 4 per Joe Lunardi on Saturday night. So as long as they're a top four seed, and I think if they get to the quarterfinals against Baylor, they'll maintain that number four seed, then just play without Kevin McCullough or Hunter Dickinson. Now, to be honest, I don't know if they can beat Cincinnati without both of those guys or West Virginia, but I'm going to say Cincinnati. But I still would not risk it. If you think that you are going to be in a position to have those guys back for the following Thursday or Friday to open up the NCAA tournament, don't play them this week in Kansas City. And I know it's going to be tough for KU fans because it's right in their backyard. They love this tournament being in Kansas City. It's a celebratory week for the Jayhawks. I don't care. I would not screw with it. I would not have either of these guys play this week if I'm Bill Self. And just chalk this up as a get healthy week and hope like heck they are ready for the NCAA tournament in a week and a half. Because that's what's going to matter. Fighting for a three seed or risking going down to a five seed is totally not worth it. Because if you have a healthy or healthier Dickinson and a healthier McCullough, you're basically you're the quality of a two seed at that point. And Kansas has shown this year that they really play up and down the competition. So you can play with the best of the best in the country. This team knows that. And in March, you know, we know it's a total crapshoot anyway. So I wouldn't mess with it. I would just sit them down and move on. But it was a brutal Saturday for the Jayhawks. And, you know, you look at this league, and I don't know who predicted this before the season. Certainly I didn't. That the Jayhawks would be a number six seed in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. They would not get one of the four double byes, and they would finish behind BYU in the standings. That's not a knock on BYU, but BYU was predicted to finish near the bottom of the Big 12, and they end up with a five seed. KU ends up with a six seed. Tell me how or if you predicted that. And I know you didn't. It's okay. I didn't predict it. I know you didn't predict it either. All right. And if I may use this as a prime example of why the college football playoff, considering automatic buys for the SEC and the Big Ten, is such crap, this is why you play the games. Kansas basketball just finished as the number 6 seed in the Big 12, behind BYU, who is projected to be at the very bottom of the standings. BYU's the 5, Kansas is the 6. No one had that on their bingo card before the season. It's why you play the games. And it's why any idea and any notion to tie it back to college football that the SEC and the Big Ten should get automatic buys in a theoretical 14-team playoff is as ridiculous an idea I've heard in American sports, in modern American sports history. That's how bad this is. So use Big 12 basketball and this season as a prime example of why that idea is absolutely horrendous. And it is. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Great to have you guys here. Thanks for joining us on the show. So next up, you look at the games that really mattered on Saturday in the Big 12. And Kansas State beating Iowa State 65-58 obviously has big implications. First off, it wouldn't have mattered because Houston beat Kansas. But Iowa State was still in contention for that regular season title at that point. But Kansas State won the game. And for Kansas State, a team that had a brutal week, they now are not on the bubble, but they can at least think that they've got a shot come Kansas City and come the Big 12 tournament. They lost at Cincinnati by 2. They lost at KU by 22. And then they go out and they beat number 6 Iowa State. Now, I think Kansas State should be solidly on the bubble. That's just me. I think they should be on the bubble, but it looks like right now, they're not all that close to it. They're not in the first four out. They're not in the next four out. Joe Lenardi does have them as the 9th team out as of Sunday afternoon for the Big 12 tournament. So they're just outside the next four out. That's where Lenardi has them as of Sunday. Now, I think they should be higher than that based on their quality of wins and what they've done, not just on Saturday, but throughout the season, but they're not there yet. But they're at least back in the conversation, which is a big deal. So what does Kansas State need to do in Kansas City? If Kansas State wants to make the Big 12 tournament, they've got to get to the quarterfinals. That means 2 wins. They play Texas in their first game, and then if they beat Texas on Wednesday, then they would play Iowa State. If they beat Iowa State after beating Texas, 2 NCAA tournament teams, they should be in the field of 68. You can make an argument they should be in the field of 68 right now. There was a blind resume that was put up on Twitter that was very well done, and we wrote about it at heartlandcollegesports.com. And I love these blind resumes because it really goes to show you that even though there's a lot of analytics that go into this stuff, it's never perfect. So here's Team A, 19-11, 33rd net strength of schedule, 3-8 versus quad one teams, 7-10 versus quad one and two teams, and 1 quad 3-4 loss. Team B, 18-13, the 22nd ranked net strength of schedule, 4-7 versus quad one. That's better than Team A. 8-13 versus quad one and two, a little worse. 0 quad three or quad four losses. Team A is Mississippi State, a consensus 8 or 9 seed. Team B is Kansas State, supposedly not even on the bubble, or at least on the outside looking in, even when it comes to the bubble teams. Now, why? Computer ratings. Mississippi State has stronger net and KenPom numbers. That's what this comes down to right now. Do I think it's fair at this point, just based on the eye test? No, I think Kansas State has proven it's worthy of playing in the NCAA tournament. However, they've got to win a couple of games. They've got to go to Kansas City, and beating Texas and then losing to Iowa State won't get them in. They've got to win 2 games. And if they can do that, if they can get themselves to the semifinals on Friday night, then at that point, I believe, barring some craziness in some of the other, you know, lower level tournaments and what happens around the country, at that point, Kansas State has got to be in the mix. Not in the mix, in the tournament, in the field. So that's right now the biggest question. Can the Big 12 get 10 teams in to the NCAA tournament. They've got solidly 9 right now. TCU is still right now listed in the last 4 byes. So there's no scenario that TCU just doesn't make the tournament. They're in. They're struggling a little bit. But, heck, you look at this TCU team and you say to yourself, they've had a good run. I mean, yes, that home loss to UCF on Saturday, not good, but they're still in the big dance, even though they have struggled here down the stretch, losing 3 of their last 4 games and 4 of their last 6 games. But they're in, no matter what. So I think TCU is going to be fine, even if they lose in the Big 12 tournament in their first game, which is against Oklahoma, who also is struggling mightily. Because OU lost to Texas 94-80 on Saturday. And, if you look at OU here down the stretch, they've also lost 3 of their last 4, and they've lost 5 of their last 7 games. So these are 2 teams, Oklahoma and TCU, meeting in the Big 12 tournament second round, and they are both limping into the postseason. Now, they'll both be in the dance, but they are both limping into the postseason. And whoever wins that game is going to have the pleasure of playing number 1 Houston in the quarterfinals on Thursday. So have a lot of fun with that if you're an Oklahoma or a TCU fan. If you're looking at long shots here in the Big 12 and you're saying, well, what about UCF? What about Cincinnati? They've got to get to a championship game. That's it. And I know they've had some good wins. You look at UCF's year and you say to yourself, hey, they're 7-11 in the Big 12, right? And you look at some of the wins, beat Kansas, won at Texas, beat Oklahoma, beat Texas Tech, beat TCU. Those are all tournament teams right there that UCF has beaten this season. But, they also have some disappointing losses. They came up just short one too many times. Some close losses as well. But they're in good place under Johnny Dawkins. I like where UCF is at as a program. But if we're talking about them making the big dance, that's really not in the picture right now. They would really have to make a run all the way to Saturday night and might have to win the whole damn thing. And you're talking about now, with the way the Big 12 tournament set up, you're talking about winning 5 games in 5 days against the best of the best in college basketball. That is a very difficult ask, no matter who you are. Never mind UCF. All right, Matt's on YouTube. He's fired up. UCF wins Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Charge on. I love the enthusiasm, Matt. I love the optimism, buddy. I can't see it happening. And same thing with Cincinnati. They got to play West Virginia. Then they got to play a beaten-up Kansas team. They can win those two. But then you're talking about Baylor in the quarterfinals, Iowa State or Texas or K-State in the semis, and then, of course, you got a championship game against who knows who. Texas Tech, Houston, Same thing with Cincinnati, though. They've got to probably win 5 games in 5 days to even find themselves in the conversation right now for a spot in the NCAA tournament. Now, you look at this Big 12 tournament, and the double byes are big. And the double byes, Houston is the 1 seed, Iowa State's the 2 seed, Baylor's the 3, and Texas Tech's the 4. So those teams have incredible advantages to get to the semifinals. Because they're either playing a team who's already had to play once, or a team who's already had to play twice in 2 days. So no matter what, you've got the fresher legs. Now, that can be good or bad, right? Because you can have a situation where you might have the fresher legs, but you haven't played in 5 days. And, your opponent's kind of starting to feel themselves a little bit, right? They're like, hey, we're feeling good. We've got a couple of wins. We're rolling. That's always possible. But in this tournament, after this slog of a regular season, I believe the big beneficiaries when it comes to this Big 12 tournament are going to be those teams with the double byes that are already sitting there in the quarterfinals. And that's Houston, Iowa State, Baylor, and Texas Tech. It would not shock me one bit if they all end up winning their quarterfinal games and we have straight chalk into the Big 12 semifinals on Friday night at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, which is going to be an absolutely fantastic scene. I can't wait for it. So you look at some of the other games, and Texas Tech beat Baylor. So they got themselves into that position for that double bye. with a move to 11-7 in league play. It would have been them or BYU. But if you look at Saturday, BYU did take care of business against Oklahoma State and then was able to move itself to 10-8 in league play. And we should not overlook BYU. BYU is arguably the most overlooked story, I don't want to say in just the Big 12, but maybe all of college basketball. Like, you look at where this team was projected to be in the preseason, and it was near the bottom of the Big 12. And now here they are with a 5 seed. They beat Kansas out for the 5 seed. I don't know who would have ever, had that on their bingo card. And they're a team that you just do not want to play. Because if they're working it inside and then they're kicking it out and they're hitting from 3-point range, forget it. That's going to be a tough team to beat. Just ask Kansas how that went down the stretch in Allen Fieldhouse 2 weeks ago. BYU was projected to finish 13th in the Big 12, only ahead of UCF. Kansas was projected to finish first. Yet BYU ended up finishing ahead of Kansas in the Big 12 basketball regular season standings. That is nuts. That's why you play the games. But as we get set for Selection Sunday, I'm telling you, there are going to be teams and there's going to be experts that just overlook BYU. Wherever they land, whatever their bracket is, they're going to overlook BYU. And it would not shock me one bit if this team ends up making some noise come March Madness. Heck, they could make some noise this week in the Big 12 tournament. That wouldn't shock me one bit. I mean, they've got a single bye. They have to play, let me see here. They would end up playing the winner of Oklahoma State and UCF. And then after that, if they win that game, which they should, they would end up playing Texas Tech the very next night in Kansas City. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, why not them? Why not BYU making a little bit of a run this week for their first Big 12 tournament? I could absolutely see that happening if things kind of fall their way. They got to win first, of course. They got to take down that first game, and then they've got to go and beat a fresh Texas Tech team who they lost to earlier this season. But it's far from an impossibility that BYU is playing in a Big 12 semifinal at the Big 12 tournament later this week. That is going to be a lot of fun. Craig asking if Kansas is going to be a 5 or a 6 seed in March Madness. Well, right now, they're a 4 seed per Lenardi. So here's what I think happens to Kansas. If Kansas gets one win in the Big 12 tournament over either West Virginia or Cincinnati on Wednesday, they get to the quarterfinals, they solidify themselves as a 4 seed. If they lose their first game to Cincinnati or West Virginia, they fall down to a 5 seed. Because right now they're the number 3-4 seed in the tournament per Lenardi. So I could see them moving down to a 5 seed. That being said, if they just win one game, they maintain that 4 seed. That being said, as I talked about earlier in the show, I would not play Kevin McCullough. I would not play Hunter Dickinson to try to maintain a 4 seed. I'd rest those guys, get them healthy for the dance, make sure they're good to go for when it really matters in the following week, and even if it means you're going to move down to a 5 seed, who cares? You're Kansas, all right? This team is not going to miss a Sweet 16 because they were a 4 instead of a 5. Get those guys healthy and move on, and let's see if Kansas can make some noise in what has been a very strange year for Bill Self and these Kansas Jayhawks. Not a lot of depth. I mean, that's the thing. This team has very limited depth. If you don't have McCullough and Dickinson, forget it. This team is going to be goodbye real fast in the Big 12 tournament and in the NCAA tournament. There's just nobody there that's going to stay. I mean, even if Johnny Furphy lets it rip and just has one of those magical marches, which I guess is probably what you'd be hoping for, that's a long shot at this point. To think that that's overwhelmingly likely to happen, I don't see it because defenses are going to be locked in on the dude. And he's a freshman. And he's good, but right now Johnny Furphy's the kind of guy that I want as my number 3. Or even maybe my number 4 option. I don't want him as my number 1 option. And KJ Adams is not a number 1. Dewan Harris is not a number 1. You need Dickinson, you need McCullough, you need those guys back to feel like you've got any chance in the NCAA tournament if you are the Kansas Jayhawks. So meantime, you look at the rest of these games from Saturday. We basically ran through all of them. Cincinnati blowing out West Virginia. Hate to say it, not a lot to talk about there. BYU, as I noted, took care of Oklahoma State. The real questions now for teams at the bottom. Josh Heiler, when has he shown the door? How has he shown the door? And Mike Boynton said last week, the head coach at Oklahoma State, he goes, I have no reason to think I'm gone. But at the same time, no one's confirmed that Mike Boynton is definitely coming back to Oklahoma State. Now, I think he will, and I think he should, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. No pun intended. 4-14 is not what anybody should expect out of Oklahoma State basketball, especially when, you know, they were not projected to be a bottom two team in this league, and that's what they turned in this season. Andrew asking, did yesterday's KU-Houston game signal the end of the KU dynasty in the Big 12? No, it did not. It's still Kansas basketball. It's 1 year with not a lot of depth and injuries. So Kansas can reload. Dickinson might come back next year. And you know that Bill Self is going to do and have the resources that he needs to get a top-ranked team on the court in Lawrence. And it's not all that difficult for him to do. Now, does it mean there's more competition at the top? Absolutely. But I'm not going to sit here and say the dynasty, if we even want to call it that, is over. I think every year, KU is going to be expected to win the Big 12, if not be a top two, top three team. And I don't think that changes. But what I do think you're seeing in the Big 12 is clearly the gap between KU and everybody else has shrunk. And it has shrunk significantly the last 2 to 3 years. And the new Big 12 teams have also, to their credit, helped make it shrink. Houston, we know how good they are and what they're capable of. But BYU has exceeded expectations. UCF has exceeded expectations. And I think in large part Cincinnati has exceeded expectations to some degree. So all four of these teams have done more than many of us expected them to do. That's made this league more difficult. And I think it's only going to get more difficult next year when Arizona comes into this conference. Right? I mean, that is going to be a heck of a league at the very top. You're talking Houston, Arizona, Kansas, Baylor, Iowa State, right there. That's before we get to any of the other teams in this league. It's going to be unbelievably fun to watch. So it's not that the KU dynasty is over. It's just there's going to be and there has been a lot more competition at the top of this league. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. By the way, if you're not on our free message boards, get on there. Would greatly appreciate you doing that. It's free to sign up. I'm going to be down at the Big 12 tournament probably Friday is the plan. Matthew Postens is down there all week for us as our lead Big 12 basketball writer. So he's there all week. I'm planning to get down there on Friday. We just had our third kid last week. So it's a little crazy in the house right now. Three girls, wish me luck. And I should be able to get down there Friday. So if you're going to be down there, DM us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Just search Heartland College Sports. We're in all those places. I respond to your DMs most of the time. And we'll try to get together if we can. Just grab a beer or something. Do something to make it fun. So let us know if you're going to be down there, and we'll try to hang out if we can. And the message boards is the best way to find us. I'll put all the information up on the message boards for how to check out what we're going to be doing and where we're going to be. But Matthew Postens is going to be down there all week long. So we'll talk to you guys there. We'll see you down there if you're going to be in Kansas City this week where I'm located. And it's going to be a hell of a week for Big 12 basketball. Before you leave, if you could do me a favor, it'll take you a second. Hit the thumbs up on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. You know it's going to be a wild month for this channel, so make sure you're subscribed. And leave a 5-star rating and review on the podcast. That would help us out tremendously. How about you do it for my third daughter who was just born? All right, takes you 30 seconds. Great way to help this show grow, and it's happening because of you watching right now. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.